glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
With every program, we seek to bring a message from God's Word along with some songs and hymns that express our faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Through them, we hope to share our faith and an interest in the spiritual matters of life with all who listen. Thank you for sharing moments with us today.
I believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ, His Holy Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, distinct yet three in one. I believe there is forgiveness for everything we've done. That is why all the more I will serve Him. I have made my decision, I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God I will serve the Lord.
I believe the Son of God was crucified upon a tree and laid within a borrowed tomb not far from Calvary. I believe He rose up from the dead, alive for all to see. That is
why all the more I will serve Him. I have made my decision, I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I have made my decision, I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord.
Weights and measurements are important to our life. The scales and measuring instruments in making our medicines must be extremely accurate. The chemicals mixed accurately can provide healing and relief. There is a great danger in having an inaccurate mixture or dose. I can remember my wife making clothes for our children when they were very small. Those tiny little outfits were made with lots of love and care. I recall her using the tape to measure out the materials so that when she cut it, she would have plenty for each pattern piece. It would be difficult for farmers to get paid for their produce if there were no standard of measuring it. And every time I buy fuel for my automobiles, I certainly want to get a full gallon of gasoline for the dollars I have spent on it. Life is full of measuring and weighing. It is so common a thing we probably go about our business giving little thought to just how much we depend upon the standard that governs our systems of weight and measurements. When we were remodeling our fellowship building a few years ago after a fire, I occasionally watched the electricians, carpenters, heating and air conditioning folks, and the cabinet makers go about their business, each one doing their part of the work, and every single one of them had a tape measure in their hand, helping them to make the decisions necessary to get the work done. I recall one day sitting inside the airplane for way too long after we had boarded. We hadn't left the terminal, and most all of us were wondering why. Finally, the word came from the pilot that they were doing some figuring on how much fuel they had and how much they needed to reach our destination. We all kind of stopped thinking about our being a little late getting on our trip, because it was a much more important matter of having fuel enough to make it. The pilot didn't hear us, but we all encouraged him to take his time and make sure he was calculating things right. God says that measurements are important to him. Proverbs 11:1, "The Lord abhors dishonest scales, but accurate weights are his delight." God expects an honest weight and measurement to be given and received for everyone. And this doesn't just apply to the material things of life. It is vital to the spiritual life as well. Consider with me the words of Jesus in Matthew 7:2. "For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." This passage gives instruction about our using a standard regarding our consideration of others, and God declares that the measuring stick we use on others will be the same He uses on us. That's only fair, right, and just. Some years ago, there was this big push to impose the metric system on America. And today, most everything we buy has both systems of measuring on its labels. I have several yardsticks, as I would call them. They also have the metric system marked off on the other side. It would seem odd to me to call my yardstick a meter stick. But it's that too. When I go to measure something with it, I use the side that is marked off in inches. And I don't know about any of you other do-it-yourselfers, but I would also prefer to only have wrenches and sockets in the standard measurements rather than having them and also having a set of metrics as well. I also know that many who may be listening to our program today are just the opposite as I am. You would prefer the metric measurements and tools. Well, regardless, I think we could call this a double standard. The measurement will be the same. It just is marked off in different increments. However, the scriptures teach that we should not have double standards in regards to our spiritual life and in relationships with others. James, in his New Testament letter, teaches the Christian community that we cannot show favoritism and live harmoniously with God's grace. He says that the words we speak cannot bless God and then turn and curse men. He says, just like the fountain of water, it will either be fresh or it will be salty. And so our words should be governed under the same rules. As disciples of Jesus, we are called to live holy and righteous lives. We have been sanctified, which means that we have had the purification of the blood of Christ applied to our lives and have been set apart by God for a sacred purpose and life. Various passages address the absolute necessity among believers to live according to the teachings of Christ. To live in any other way is a double standard. If we place our hope in Christ, then we are to live by the Spirit of Christ. Galatians chapter 5 is one section of Scripture that addresses this subject. It is the Lord's Spirit that will direct our steps in the paths of righteousness. His way is the standard of measurement that we must use as we live by faith in Jesus Christ. Who is it that sets the standard of good and evil, right or wrong, for you? I would like to encourage every listener, if you have not done so, to consider the teachings of Christ Jesus as your only standard for living an acceptable life before God.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Lord, your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, making sinners into saints. I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever after, for you've shown me heaven's my true home. When it's all been said and done, you're my life when life is gone. Ooh. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? Did I live my life for you? Oh Lord, I live my life for you.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.